Let's begin. Okay, Mir Tashem, tomorrow, you know, Pesach is winding down. It's been for us a very unusual Pesach for all of us in light of what is taking place. Over Pesach, many, many people have passed away. There have been many people I personally know have passed away, and many people that I know, their parents passed away. I think in my class, personally, in my high school class, one person in my class, both parents passed away, mother and father. Yesterday, someone in my class's father passed away, and there was another fellow who also, I think, lost a parent, and then my neighbors. You know, it's really, really frightening what's going on. It's been a very, very different type of Yom Tov. We'll discuss some of these things, but let's first discuss something. Let's discuss just for the moment the Kriya of the last day of Pesach. The last day of Pesach, we read, Shalosh pa'amim ba'ashana yerekol zuchurcha espanei Hashem lakecha b'mokam asher yivchar v'chag ha-matzois v'chag ha-shavuos v'chag ha-sukos. There are three chagim which we have a mitzvah to be mekayim aliyah regel: Pesach, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. I was thinking in the Haggadah, it is interesting that we say the words Lashana Haba'a three times. Everyone knows Lashana Haba'a Yerushalayim. We say at the end of the Haggadah, Lashana Haba'a Yerushalayim, but people don't forget that we say Lashana Haba in the very beginning of the Haggadah, right after we make Kiddush. We start off with Kol Holach Ma'anya Di Achola Achola Avosana Ba'ara De Mitzrayim Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yechol Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yivsach Hashata Hocha Lashana Haba'a Ba'ara di Yisrael, Hashata Avdei, Lishona Haba'a B'nei Choyrin. And then at the end of the Haggadah, we say a third time, Lishona Haba'a B'Yerushalayim. So, Sach HaKol, okay, if we go through, go look at the entire Seder, we are really saying Lishona Haba'a three times. Okay, three times in total do we say Lashana Haba. Lashana Haba. One more time. Lashana Haba. Lashana Haba Ba'ara di Yisrael. Lashana Haba b'nei Chayrin. And Lashana Haba b'Yerushalayim. Next year, or more, we discussed this before Pesach, that the more precise translation of Lashana Haba, if we put the Nesig underneath the base, it means the year that already has arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Lashana Haba, Lashana Haba in Lashana Haba is B'nei Chayrin, and Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. We mentioned this three, the three mentions of Lashana Haba. I want to suggest that these three mentions, Lashana Haba, and Lashana Haba means this year, the year that has already arrived. We learned before Pesach that when you put the Nesek underneath the base, it's to be translated in the past tense. What is the deeper meaning? What is the deeper meaning behind this? We can suggest that these three Lashana Habas correspond to Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. At the Seder, we know there are four Lashonis of Geula. Yotzeisi, Vitzalti, V'go'alti, V'lokachti. But then there is the fifth Lashon of Geula. What is the fifth Lashon? That is, V'heveisi Eschem El Haaretz. I will bring you to the land. I will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. And some want to suggest that V'heveisi corresponds to, it corresponds to the Koy Shel Elio, the fifth cup of Elio. So, What do we do when what does it say? Ve'hevesi, I will bring you to the land. It does not say I will bring you to Yerushalayim. Ve'hotzeisi ve'itzalti ve'go'alti ve'lokachti ve'hevesi eschem el ha'oretz, to the land which I promised to your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So when we say l'shana haba ba'ara di Yisrael, that corresponds to the mitzvah of Aliyah l'regel b'chag hamatzos. When we say l'shana haba b'nei choyrin, that corresponds to Shavuos. Why do I say that? Because it says in the pasuk that the Aseres HaDibros were chorus al haluchos, were etched on the tablets. Chazal darshan, al tikrei chorus elo cheirus. Don't read the words etched, but read it translated freedom. And Chazal darshan, ein lecha ben chorin elamisha oisek b'toira. There is no one that is a true free man other than the person that is oisek, that busies himself with the study of Torah. Shavuos is the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So when we are Mekayim the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel on Shavuos, we are going up to enjoy a renewal of Kabbalah Satorah. And when we, and Kabbalah Satorah in Chazal is defined as Chorus, Al Tikri Chorus Elecherus, freedom, B'nei Chorin, Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Elamish Oisek B'Torah. So when we say in the Haggadah, L'shana HaBoha B'nei Chorin, that corresponds to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel of Chag HaShavuos. And the third of L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim corresponds to Sukkos. Because what was the highlight of Sukkos? When Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash to participate in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And what happened by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Chazal say, Mish L'Ro Simchas Beis HaShoeva L'Ro Simcha B'Yamav. They saw the Hashros Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a celebration of Yerushalayim. That's where the Mokom of the Hashros Hashchina took place, specifically in Yerushalayim. So it comes out that when we say in the Haggadah three times L'shana Haba, we can suggest that it corresponds to the Shalosh Regal. Let's review the steps. In the Haggadah we say three times L'shana Haba. In Holach Ma'anya we say L'shana Haba, L'shata Hocha, L'shana Haboha Ba'ara Di Yisrael. The second reference is Hashata Avdeit. Now we are slaves. L'shana Haba B'nei Choyrin. And the third time we say L'shana Haba is the end of the Haggadah, L'shana Haba B'Yushalayim. And the Kriya, the laning of Acharon Shal Pesach, we make mention Shalosh Ta'amim Hashana Yeroeh Kol Zuchurcha Espinei Hashem Elokecha B'Mokoy Masher Yivchar. Okay, b'mokoyim asher yivchor b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. Okay, we make mention of this on Yom Tov. We make mention of this on the Acharon Shel Pesach. The three misalei l'regel, we suggest that the three types of Lashon HaBo correspond to these three Yom Tovim. Lashon HaBo be'eretz Yisrael, be'eretz Yisrael corresponds to Pesach, where the fifth Lashon is ve'evesi eschem el ha'oretz, refers specifically to Eretz Yisrael. The second Lashon HaBo of B'nei Chorin corresponds to Shavuos, because Shavuos is the Yom Tov we are B'nei Chorin. And the third Lashon HaBo be'Yerushalayim corresponds to Sukkos. It's a Zman of Gilui Shechina, the time when we see the we come to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to participate in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Okay, let's go to another idea. Okay, Shvi Yishlo Pesach. Okay, let's start with the question: why is it that on Pesach, this is a very popular question, at the Lel Seder, we do not have any mention, any elaborate mention of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned at all in the Haggadah. The entire story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, from beginning to end, only came about through the Moshion Shel Yisrael, who was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could it possibly be that the man to whom we owe everything to is not at all highlighted in the Haggadah, although we do mention him in passing, Vayamin b'Hashem u'Moshe Avdo, That's not very much. That's a very weak reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. He is a person who deserves a full-blown thank you for what he has done for Klal Yisrael, to single-handedly take Klal Yisrael, to shepherd them and take them out of Mitzrayim from the time Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, all the way until the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and we achieved Yitzias Mitzrayim. And yet there's absolutely no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah. This is a very popular question. And the common answer given is that the purpose of the Seder is to focus on Emunah b'Hashem. As we say in the Haggadah, V'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazem, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy sorof, Ani v'loy shliach, Ani hu v'loy acher. The theme, the goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to focus on Emunah b'Hashem, exclusive faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, not any other intermediary. And therefore, unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be sacrificed. He could not be mentioned in the Haggadah. Okay, that is a very popular answer. What I want to suggest to you is that truthfully, that's true, but Shevihi Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach, is where we make it up to Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire focus of tomorrow, of the Yom Tov of Shevihi Shel Pesach, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the Kriya of Shevihi Shel Pesach. Okay, unfortunately, many of us are not going to be in Shul tomorrow. Okay, we're not supposed to go to Shul tomorrow. No backyard minyanim. There's no Kriya Satar. But what is the Kriya for tomorrow? Oz Yashir Shira Sayam. How does the Kriya begin? Vayihi b'shalach paro yasam v'lenocham elokim derech eretz plishim ki kodayfu. Hashem, and what's the next pasuk? Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef. First, vayasev elokim es om derech hamidbar yamsuf v'chamushim olu v'nei yishol mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to retrieve the bones of Yosef. Why? Ki hashpeya hishbia es b'nei Yisrael lemor, Yosef made Klal Yisrael take an oath. Pokoid yifkoid elokim eschem v'halisem es atzmosai mizetchem. And when you leave Mitzrayim, you'll take my bones out of here together with you. Chazal tell us, at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was searching high and low for the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, everyone else in Klal Yisrael was busy collecting gold and silver, was chasing after money. The only one that was not busy looking for money was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was looking for some dry bones. Why? Because Klal Yisrael took an oath to Yosef HaTzadik 210 years ago. Okay, not 210 years ago, but a long time ago, they took an oath to Yosef that when they leave Mitzrayim, they will not forget him and they will take his coffin out of Egypt. What do we learn about this? This is the highlight. This is the opening of tomorrow's laning. Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who was loyal to the cause. Moshe Rabbeinu, when everyone else is looking for gold and silver, Moshe Rabbeinu is fulfilling a promise, a shavua, an oath that Klal Yisrael took to another person. Moshe Rabbeinu is the man who is faithful, who is loyal, not just to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the man who is loyal to you, to his fellow man. There is no person in the entire Tanakh who has shown himself to be more devoted to another human being other than Moshe Rabbeinu. There are many people in Tanakh that are very devoted to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're willing to give up their lives to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Their sacrifice lives. Yitzchak was willing to go on the Akedah. Abraham was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak. You have stories over and over all over Tanakh of people showing their emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But how many people in Tanakh do you have that have shown their loyalty to their fellow man? not to betray someone, to be faithful, there's no one like Moshe. Because the Gans Klal Yisrael is busy preparing their gold and silver, and he's looking for bones. You know why? The Pasuk says, Ki hashpeya hashpeya. Because Yosef made Klal Yisrael take an oath, and that's right. I have to be faithful to the oath. Moshe could have easily said, like everyone else, let someone else take care of the oath of the Shavua. I'm a busy man. I'm leading Klal Yisrael. Let this other guy go be faithful to the Shavua that Klal Yisrael took. No. If Moshe felt the need to be loyal, this is what we highlight. Shvi Shel Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu's loyalty to us. Just as he was loyal to Yosef, he was loyal to us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, they've sinned, they've worshipped the eagle, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hedef mimenu v'ashmideim v'eseh eschem l'goy gadol. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem? If you dare destroy these people, erase me from your Torah. Mocheini no misifricha asher kosafta. Moshe Rabbeinu was loyal. The whole story here is about Moshe. The whole kriya of Shvi Shel Pesach is all about Moshe. Moshe is searching for the bones. Moshe is leading Klal Yisrael. Moshe, when it comes to the Yam Vayitzak, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gets up and he says, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, is mispalel to Hashem. And Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak Eli, Dabir el B'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. And what does Rashi say? From here we learn that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when they came to the Yam, Moshe Rabbeinu, he got up and was mispalel to Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Nochamo, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's mispalel for the whole Klal Yisrael. What's going to be now with Klal Yisrael? And when they finally come to the Yam, what does it say when they saw the Yam split? Vayar Yisrael es hayod hagedoyla. Asher osa Hashem b'mitzrayim. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem. Uvimoshe avdoy. The last words are, Klal Yisrael at this point, they finally came along to appreciate who their leader was, to appreciate the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayaminu b'Hashem, and then ultimately Moshe Avdo. And then how does the Shira begin? Oz Yashir Moshe uvenei Yisrael. The entire story, the entire laning of the Kriya is all about Moshe Rabbeinu. What we did not focus on the beginning of Pesach is what now we fully focus on the Shvi Shel Pesach. Yes, Rabbi Chol?
Yeah, so would you say, as opposed to, in contrast to the first day of Pesach, on the seventh day, Moshe now takes center stage?
Yes, exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. Exactly. Now, just as an addendum, it's not really part of this Vart, but this thing occurred to me a little at the Seder, the following Vart. Again, the mystery is, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Seder? And the answer is obvious, that we're going to reserve Moshe for Shvi Shel Pesach. And and the Pesach is all about Emunah. But I found something very interesting. I came to something very interesting, and that is the piyut of Echad Miyodea. Echad Miyodeach and Yodea, let's go backwards. The 13 Midos, the 12 Shavatim, the 11 stars, the 10 Dibros, the 9 months of Yachei Leida, 8 days of Mila, 7 days of Shabbos, 6 Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Hamishachim Shei Torah, the Arba Imos, the Gimel Ovois, and the Tugluchos Abris, Echad Lechinu Shabbos Shemaim B'Varetz. I want to suggest that this entire piyut is a tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you take note, every single thing in this piyut is very special to Moshe. Let me explain. Echad Elokeinu Shabbat Shemayim V'aretz, that's a given. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu Vayaminu V'Hashem Moshe Avdo. Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught Klal Yisrael. Who's the one who said the words? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? That's what in the Torah and in Parshas Vayeshanan, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who says the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shnayim Yodea. Shnayim Ani Yodea, the Shnei Luchos Habris. Who brought down the Luchos? Excuse me. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gimel Avos. When Klal Yisrael worship the eagle, who's the one that said to Hashem, Zichor LeAvraham LeYitzchak UleYaakov? It was Moshe Rabbeinu who used the Avos in our defense. Now, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't find him mentioning a Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, but I think we have a right to assume that when he mentioned Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that automatically includes with them the Shlemus of Avraham, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that is Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. I mean, it has to be. You can't go and have the Avos without the Imois. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel of the Zuchus Avos, it includes the Shloisha Avos and the Dalet Imois. Five, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Who gave us the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shisha Sidri Mishnah, who gave us the Torah Shebal Peh, who came down in Har Sinai, he caught on our Panav, Torah Shebal Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos, who's the one that taught us Shabbos? Ru'u, ki Hashem, nosan lochem es ha-Shabbos. And in fact, in Mitzrayim, it was Moshe Rabbeinu who petitioned Paro to give the Jews a day off from work so they can be better servants, give them Shabbos. And this that Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in granting for the Jewish people a day of rest of Shabbos was ultimately made into our holiday, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Shabbos is very much associated with Moshe Rabbeinu. What about 8? Chasan damim lamulois. When Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Mitzrayim, what happened? He did not do a bris milah on his son Gershon. And what happened? Tzipora took the tzoror and she circumcised his child. And she said to him, you made a terrible mistake. You forgot to do bris milah. Chasan damim lamulois. And because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very great sensitivity to Bris Milah. And before they shechted the Karbon Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu, he demanded through Hashem of Klal Yisrael that everyone called Zohar, before you can bring the Karbon Pesach, you have to have Bris Milah. 9. Tisha Yarche Leida. What does it say when Moshe Rabbeinu was born? They had to hide him for 3 months. There's a machloikis in the Gemara. Was Moshe Rabbeinu, was he born 9 months? Was he born 7 months? It's a machloikis in the Gemara. Was he mikutoim? Was he not mikutoim? But let's now, for the sake of simplicity, learn like the Man Yama in the Gemara that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a full-term baby. He was a nine-month-old baby, and when he was born, they wanted to throw him into the Nile, and they hid him for 3 months. Until it got to the point where they were no longer able to hide him anymore and they had to go send him out. But the 9 months refers to the very difficult time when he was born, that after his father Amram divorced Yocheved, and only at the advice of Miriam did he take her back, and was Moshe Rabbeinu born after 9 months, and they hid him for 3 more months. Until they had no choice but to throw him into the Nile. According to that opinion in the Gemara, that says that indeed Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed 9 months. 10 is very similar to Aseres HaDibrois, Poshet. 11, the stars. Now, even though it says the stars of Yosef, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that said, Hashem has made you hinchem hayoim ki koichvei hashamayim loroiv. Hinchem hayom ki chichvei hashamayim l'roiv. Today you are numerous, abundant, like the stars of the heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave Klal Yisrael the bracha that they should be numerous like the stars. Avraham had the bracha they should be numerous like the granules of sand. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the bracha of the stars. What is 12? V'zois ha-berocha she-berach Moshe es-bnei Yisrael lifnei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the brachas to the 12 shiftei ka, the 12 tribes of Klal Yisrael, and number 13 are the midos. Either it means the yud, gimel, midos, shatar, nidreshes, which is certainly unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Torah Shebal Peh, or it means the yud, gimel, midos, harachamim, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down in the aftermath of the chei to egel. So I'm trying to suggest is that even though the Pesach Seder, indeed Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned at all, because the focus is to give focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we shift the focus of Moshe Rabbeinu from Pesach to Shvi Yishol Pesach. Shvi Yishol Pesach is when Moshe Rabbeinu stands in full glory. We focus on his devotion, his loyalty, his giving his Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That's the theme of Shvi Yishol Pesach. Oz Yosher Moshe Uvidei Yisrael. Vayamin Vashem Uvidei Moshe Avdoi. Matitzak Elai. Dabril B'nei Yisrael V'Yisoh. Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef. The whole Shvi Yishol Pesach focuses on Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the Haggadah, there is at least a remes. The piyut of Echad Miyodea. It's interesting. I think everything in that piyut definitely has a very strong relationship to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's go to...
Rabbi Levine.
Yes.
There are some sheets where Shnai Miyodea, they have Moshe Ba'ar.
Ooh, okay, very interesting. Okay. So that's also that indeed supports this idea. And once we're talking about the Haggadah, let me tell you another vart about the Haggadah. Okay, and that is, you know, unfortunately now, the matzav is very, very difficult, as you all know. And in addition to the avelus, there's a very, very big tzara with parnasa. Many, many people have lost their jobs. Many people are in a very deep state of anxiety regarding going forward, how they're going to make it. It's an incredible, incredible nisayon. In the Haggadah, Chad Gadya, it starts off, Chad Gadya, the Zabin Abba, Betrei Zuzei, Chad Gadya. Let me ask you a very, very simple question. Where did the Abba get the two Zuzim to buy the Gadya? Mark, are you there? Mark, are you there? You dozing off? Where did the father get the Trey Zuzay to buy the Gadya? Where did he get that money from? Did he rob a bank? Did he earn the money? Did the money come out of the sky? Where did he get the Trey Zuzay? So you know what the answer is? I don't know. No one knows. We have a very long story. What happened to the Gadya? The Gadya was bitten by the cat. And the cat was bitten by the dog. And the dog was hit by the stick. And the stick was burnt in the fire. And the fire was put out by the water. And the water was consumed by the axe. And the axe was slaughtered by the shochet. And the shochet was slaughtered by the Malach HaMoves. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam came along and slaughtered the Malach HaMoves. So what's the end? What's the end of the story? Who's left? The Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the answer. You know how the Abba got the Trey Zuzay to buy the Gadya? The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him the two coins. In life, we assume, Koichi v'oitzem yodi osoli esachayil hazeh. If I have in my pocket a dollar, I have $2, I got $5. Some people have in their pocket a lot of money. How did you get that money? I earned it. Koichi v'oitzem yodi osoli esachayil hazeh. And then we go through life. And life is not so simple. The Gadya that we purchased with the two Zuzay was bitten by a cat, and the cat into the dog and the stick, and the fire, the water, the axe, the shochet, the Malach HaMoves, and then comes the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then we realize, you know something? the two coins that I used to purchase the cat, you know who really gave me those two coins? It was V'osa Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go through many cycles in life, not even realizing the very beginning. The very beginning, we had those Trei Zuzei that we used to buy the Gadya. You know who gave me that Trei Zuzei? It was the Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who gave me the Trei Zuzei. Unfortunately, we fool ourselves, and it takes generations, it takes years to finally to come around to recognize it wasn't really Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi She'Osli Yisachayel Hazeh. It was really Hashem in disguise, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave me opportunities, who was there for me, put me in the right place, the right time, to get the right job, to set up the right pension plan and all of this, in order that I have the Trei Zuzei. And there's never been a time, at least in recent times, when we need to come back to this emuna and acknowledge that ki hu hanoisein koyach la'asos choyel. It's He Hashem who gives us power to acquire wealth, to acquire, to have parnasa, to be secure, to have yishuv hadas, that will have enough money to live, enough money to get by. It's a very difficult time. A lot of people are in very, very great need and have a lot of anxiety. And we have to remember that just like at the end of the Seder, the Abba had Trei Zuzei. He had in his pocket Trei Zuzei to buy that Gadya. Someone gave him that Trei Zuzei. And the one who gave him the Trei Zuzei doesn't say who gave it to him. Hashem's name is not mentioned. The whole Seder, the whole Chag Gadya, there's no mention. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you get the Trei Zuzei? I'm a genius. I know how to play the market. I have skills. I'm a professional. There are a lot of different ways, but Ribbono Shel Olam, what Ribbono Shel Olam? There's a Gadya, there's a Kalba, there's a Chutra, there's a fire, there's a Maya, there's a Torah, there's a Shoichet, Malach HaMoves. Ribbono Shel Olam, where does he come into the picture? The very end, you wake up and you realize, V'osa Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who gave you that Trei Zuzei. And the same way in the past, he gave us Trei Zuzei Halavai Vayter, he should give us the Trei Zuzei to be able to continue to go forward with peace and security. Boisai, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately, Rabbanim, lay leaders, social media, people have been saying a lot of interesting things about the situation. And unfortunately, it's passed before my eyes, many, many segulos, what to do to save yourself from the magef. You know, Rachman Lutzton, you know how many people have died in the last 3-4 weeks? Somewhere between from our community of Shomrei Torah u'mitzvahs. Approximately 200 to 300 people. Okay, it's a lot of people. Go find a shul today that has 300 people. Try to find me one shul in the whole Flatbush that has 300 people to dive in there. A whole collection, 300 people, is a lot of people. They were all nifter. They all died before their time. It's a very, very frightening thing. And everyone is worried. Well, who knows who's next? Who knows? Who knows? So, it's come before my eyes. Segulos. Segulos. Incredible segulos. I got a segula, someone sent me, that you should take charoises, your leftover charoises, and smear it on your doorpost. and then take some of your leftover wine and smear it on your doorpost, and you say a couple of psukim, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, hocus pocus, and guess what? You're going to be saved. Wow. I never knew life was so easy. I got another skula. Hang up this picture and look at him. Look at the picture. Just look at the picture of this tzaddik. You're guaranteed to be spared. Okay, I got the most bizarre things you can possibly imagine. They're promoting online like a flood. Every celebrity is into this now. To go to a website and to purchase a letter in a Sefer Torah for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to join together to write a Sefer Torah. Because the Baal Shem Tov, supposedly, 400 years ago, told there was a Magefa, and he told everyone to write a Sefer Torah for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi said, I searched everywhere, high and low, in every corner of Chazal, of every computer program, to find the makor that in order to be spared from a magefa, from the Malach HaMoves, in order that he should not take our lives, all you got to do is go to a website and give money for a letter, and it's going to save your life. And guess what? I couldn't find it anywhere. There's not even one Maimer Chazal that anywhere is Mirames. This is going to save your life by buying a letter in a Sefer Torah. Now the Baal Shem Tov, I read the story. It doesn't say anywhere by the Baal Shem Tov he told people to give money. Doesn't say. Are we today on the Madreg of the Baal Shem Tov? Are we also Bali Maifes? You know, the Baal Shem Tov's legacy is a Bal Maifes. Everything about the Baal Shem Tov is miracles. Miracles, 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 miracles. I never knew we're living in a door of miracles. I never knew that. Did the Baal Shem Tov say that in 2020 we should do this? He's speaking to his chevra. He told us in this generation. If this is really L'Shem Shemaim, how come, you know, a Sefer Torah costs today about $50,000? The minimum per letter is $2, but they really want a lot more, it seems. If there are about 300,000 letters in the Sefer Torah, so that means they're going to bring in $600,000. Only cost to write a Sefer Torah $50,000. Who's getting the money? I don't know. I would assume that the website should have full disclosure. There's not any mention on the website who's getting the money. I emailed them. I asked. No response. Why is it that every single celebrity that pleads and begs to you, click on the link, has an affiliate link attached to the link? I'm in this business. Affiliate marketing. If this is really L'Shem Shemayim, just go to the website. Why is there an affiliate link? Everyone has a different affiliate link. To me, it means one thing. They're getting commission. That's what it means. You'll tell me not? Well, the burden of proof is upon you, not upon me, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, V'hiyisem nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael. So, listen, you want to hang up a picture in your house of a tzaddik I've never seen before, never heard of before, that's going to save you? Okay. If you want to smear some charoses on your doorpost, you want to buy letters in the Sefer Torah, you want to go and, I don't know, I can give you these really bizarre things, all of them have in common one very simple thing. You don't really have to do anything. Let someone else do it for you. It's magic. Hocus pocus. So I always said, you know what? I also want to participate in this hocus pocus. So let me tell you a great segula that I found. I'm telling you, I found this segula, and I highly recommend it. But I can't guarantee all of these other people, they guarantee results. They really guarantee, mamish guarantee. They guarantee you, a lot of them, they guarantee, money back guarantee. But I can't guarantee. I can't guarantee, but I found a segula. I found this amazing, amazing segula in this ancient siddur. Probably dates back to the earliest siddurim. I saw it there. It's like almost come out handwritten in this ancient siddur. It sounds a little familiar though. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not so sure it appears in the article siddur today. I don't know, not likely. But I found it in a siddur. I can't guarantee it'll work. It's like kamat. How, it must be 1,000 years old. And probably it was done even, but you know, it's not likely it's gonna work. But let me suggest what it could be. It says in the siddur, Usishuva Usifila Utsidoka. Ma'avirin es roya hagezera. Teshuva, tefila, and tzedakah. I have not heard one person on the entire internet, on any webpage, Orthodox webpage, not even one, I challenge you, telling us about this ancient skula of Useshuva, Usefila, Utsidoka, Ma'avir Nesroya Hagazera. Not even one. I've heard a lot of people tell me why I'm suffering. Some rabbanim told me I'm suffering because I have internet. I heard that from a very big Rosh Shiva. Heard another, a few people said to me, they know without any shadow of a doubt, it's because of New York is the state of gay marriages. The gays, the to'eva. That's why we're all dying. That's why 300 people are dead. That's why, and all their families are in avelis. And that's why they've been reduced to abject poverty. They know why. It's because New York State has a law of Mishkav Zohar. That's why 300 people now are 6 feet under instead of 6 feet apart. They know. They told me why. They know why. Or because of tznius, they know why. And the schoolists are ironclad, the charoitzes, the Sefer Torah. I'm sorry. I'm just a little guy here. I'm a little, a nothing of a nothing. But I found you a very good schoolist in an old siddur. Useshuva, usefila, utsedoka, ma'avir nesroya hagazera. And guess what? I found a makar for this in the laning tomorrow. We're leaving Pesach. We've gone through a horror like none other. And you know what it says in the laning tomorrow? Klal Yisrael, they came to the Yam. And their lives were in great danger. They were all about to die. The Mitzrayim were on one side, the Yam was on the other side. They were staring the Malach HaMoves in the eyes, right in front of them. And what did they do? I'll tell you what they did. First of all, they complained. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaMibli, Ein Kvodin de Mitzrayim, Lekachtonu Lamus Bamidbar. HaMibli, Ein Kvorin. What did you do to us? You took us out of Egypt so we should die? There weren't enough graves in Egypt? And Moshe said to them, how dare you say that to me? Moshe said to them, let me find you the words of the Pasuk. Moshe says, chutzpah? You talk like that to me? They said, "Haloi zeh hadavar asher dibarnu ilecha b'mitzrayim lemer chadal mimenev navdo es mitzrayim ki toiv lanu avod es mitzrayim mimusenu b'amidbar." And Moshe gave them musur. Moshe said, "Vayom Moshe l'om al tirohu hisyatzvu ureu es Yeshuas Hashem Asher yaseh lochem hayoim. Ki asher yisem es mitzrayim hayoim loy sosifu liroysam oid o arolam. Hashem yilochem lochem v'yatem tacharishun. And you know what? They listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. They did teshuva. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, we made a mistake, we spoke with chutzpah. And they jumped into the Yan. They did teshuva. Klal Yisrael, they were mispalel. The Pasuk says, Beferish. Vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem. They dive into Hashem. And you know what else they did? They brought with them in front the Yam, the Aroinoi Shel Yosef. Chazal say, Ma ro vayonois. What did the Yam see before it split? It saw the Oroin of Yosef. You know who Yosef was? He was the one that was the Hu Hamasbir. He was the Baal Tzedakah. He supported Klal Yisrael in the time of famine. He was the Zuchus, the Baal Tzedakah. Useshuva, Usefila, Utzedakah, Ma'avirin Esroya HaGezerah. This is the takeaway from Pesach. They left Mitzrayim, Nisim v'Niflois, and they came up against the Yam, and they were looking at the Malach Hamoves. And in order to survive, they needed a segula. Was the Baal Shem Tov there? The Baal Shem Tov says, Rabbi Yisai, you go to the website, and he say with a lot of kavana also. Don't just say, with a lot of kavana. You go to the website, and you give a donation, and I'm not telling you who's getting the money. It's a secret. It's a secret. Yeah, it goes to Tztaka. I'm sure they'll tell you it goes to Tztaka. Click on my affiliate link. Are you getting commission? I don't want to say. It's a secret. Look, listen, maybe all the money, halavai, all the money is going. But you know, I think there's a little need over here for a little transparency over here, you know. V'hiyisem nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael. Was there someone there? Oh, take some charoises, some last night's seder, and smear it on your bodies. You'll be saved. Look at the picture. Look at this picture. No, it didn't work like that. You know how it worked? Useshuva, usefila, utzedaka. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them musar. Hisyatzvu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem asher yaseh lochem hayoim. Stand strong. Ki asher isem es Mitzrayim hayoim loy soisifu l'reis v'ra olam. Hashem yilochem lochem. Moshe gave them musar. That's how it worked. And they accepted the musar. They davened. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. And they took with them the Atzmos Yosef. Hu hamasbir. Yosef took care of his brothers. He spoke to his brothers. Big news! Wow! Two brothers are talking to each other. What a chilul Hashem. What a massive chilul Hashem. What a disgrace. It's a joke. What a joke. What a chilul Hashem. I'm not allowed to say this. They're allowed to put this up over there and everyone has to be a shaita and be quiet. They weren't elected. They weren't elected to their position. They had to be Yerusha. This is Mechiras Yosef. What have we learned? What have we learned from Mechiras Yosef? What's the takeaway? People are dying. People are dying all over the place. No one knows who's next. No one knows who's next. It's a joke. Useshuva, usefila, utzedaka, ma'avirin es roya hagzera. That's where it starts, and that's where it ends. It's just unbelievable. And you're not allowed to say, you're only allowed to look for the good, the good, the good. Yeah, I've tried looking for the good, but like, the distortion is a little bit off the charts. Rabbi Sai, tomorrow, Achrein Shel Pesach is Yizkor. We say Yizkor. There are 300 families this year that are going to be saying Yizkor for the first time. 300 families. Ordinarily, when you say Yizkor, you're supposed to hold the Sefer Torah. That's the real way. Today, I don't know, there's a very bizarre thing. Today, they put the Sefer Torah on the bima, they cover it over with a talis. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. The way you're supposed to say Yizkor, you're supposed to hold the Sefer Torah. You're supposed to do it in front of the Sefer Torah. This there, Yizkor, it's not just missing the Tzibur. Yizkor is missing the Sefer Torah. The way to do Yizkor, you make a kelmola, you hold the Sefer Torah in your hands. When you say Yizkor, you're supposed to hold the Sefer, someone's supposed to hold the Sefer Torah. The Torah is not going to be there when we say Yizkor. That's a problem. It's a very painful statement that Ribbono Shel Olam has made. We need to be mechazek ourselves in what it says in the Torah. To be zoicha that Hashem should remember us. There's a very big, I never understood this until this year. There are three minhagim as to what you do the first year for Yizkor. There's one minhag that the first year of Yizkor, the first year, you do exactly what you do every year. The first year, you go to shul and you say Yizkor. The regular, no different than what you would do in the following years. And then there's the minhag that the first year you step out. The first year, when a person's an avelus, he does not participate in Yizkor. He leaves the shul, and he says Yizkor starting the second year. And then there's a minhag where the first year you come to shul and you don't go out. When the people go out, you do not go out. You remain in shul, but you say nothing. You do not recite the words. You just sit in shul at the time when the tzibur says Yizkor. What is that all about? Manavshach. Either say the Yizkor or don't say the Yizkor. And this year, it really resonates, at least with me. When a person suffers such a loss, there's nothing to say. What are you going to say? Remember my relative, Yizkor, remember him. Are you in the frame of mind to say that? Meisoy mutul lefanav. The dead body is right in front of you. You're telling Hashem, remember him? I remember him very well. I'm still shaking from what happened. You don't have to, if I'm shaking, you're shaking. You need to go tell someone, remember? When it's right in front of you? When something is right in front of you, tell them to remember. Remember is the past, not the present. This year is a terrible, terrible tzara. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. Vayidoim Aaron. There's nothing to say. When it comes a time to reflect upon the dead, you come to shul for Yizkor and you don't say anything because there's nothing to say. And likewise, the horror of what is in front of us, there's nothing to say. Don't tell me it's because of tznius, it's because of the internet, because of Mishkav Zohar, because of the funniest one. Someone said to me very seriously, talking during davening. That's why this happened. Someone said this to me with all seriousness. Really, 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 very interesting. There's nothing to say. nothing to say. Vayidoim Aaron. The first year of Yiskar, you come to shul and you keep your mouth shut. The pain is so real and tangible, there's nothing to do. Abayisah, we have to end off with something positive. The last words of the Kriya tomorrow are very beautiful words. The last words we're going to lane tomorrow, I don't know if we're going to lane, not everyone is going to be hearing laning. It's not likely any of us will be hearing laning. I don't see how it's possible. But the last words are, Vayoymer! What do you take out of all of this? Pesach is just about over. We've gone through a Pesach like none other. We'll never forget this Pesach. Vayoymer im shomoya tishma l'koil Hashem Elokecha v'hayoshor be'einov ta'aseh v'hazanta l'mitzvoysov v'shomarto kol chukov pshutoy shel mikra kol ha'machalo Asher Santi Vimitzrayim, all of the illness, the disease, the suffering, the death, Loi Osim Olecha, I will not bring upon you. Ki Ani Hashem Roifeecha. It is I, Hashem, I will heal you. 300 people were not zoicha to this. Why? Why? No one knows. There are so many people who are sick. So many people. A lot of people that I know, they were very sick. They all tell me they could have died. They really, really felt the Malach HaMavis was at their doorstep. The takeaway of this whole horror has to be this pasuk. The pasuk Shamoya Tishma L'Koil Hashem Elokecha Bein Adam L'Mokoim V'Hayoshor Be'Einav Ya'aseh Yashrus. Do you know how many people now are going to be saying Kaddish? You know how many chiyuvim there are in Klal Yisrael? You know how many fights they're going to be for the Amud? You know how many dinei Torah they're going to be now? There's achdus. Yeah. Right now there's awesome chesed. But you know, after Yom Tov, the dinei Torah are going to start. I paid you for my Pesach program. You owe me money for this, you owe money for that, and everything has been canceled. You know how many dinei Torah are lining up? And believe me, no one's a winner when it comes to a din Torah. No one wins. It's always machlokes. V'hayoshor be'einav yaseh. You know what? Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabah aroshei tevois yosher. Yosher. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabah. Rachmona Litzlan, many people have to say, Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabah, Rachmona Litzlan. For us, the survivors, we also have to say, Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabah, a different type of Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabah. We have to fulfill Yosher. That's our Kaddish. Rachmona Litzlan, the people who lost their parents, their brothers, their sisters, their children. They have to say Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabah. But we also have to say Kaddish. Our Kaddish has to be V'hayoshor be'einav ta'aseh. Yosher. Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabah. And only then can we hope that the people who are still severely ill should be zoicha to ki ani Hashem roifeecha. in the Haftarah, the last thing we're supposed to learn on Acharon Shel Pesach is the Haftarah. The Haftarah of Acharon Shel Pesach, the last day, is Milchemes Goig U'Magog. Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach. And there at the very end, Kriya HaTorah L'Acharon Shel Pesach, we come to the Haftarah, and very end we say the following words, V'Amarta Bayoim Hahu. You will say, it's the end of the Haftarah of Acharon Shel Pesach, you will say on that day, Oidecho Hashem, I thank you. I say to you, Hashem, thank you. Hoidu la Hashem ki toiv ki li'olam chasto ki onafta bi. I thank you for being angry at me. Did you ever hear such a thank you? To thank Hashem for the tzara, for Hashem's charoin af, his divine wrath that has taken from us over 300 people, from Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, from Shomer Torah Mitzvos, not to talk about, not any less, no less, how many people have already died in the United States? 22,000 people? Over 22,000 people have died in the United States so far? You know what that is? 22,000 people? 9/11, there were about only 3,000 people that died on 9/11. And in the wars that followed, another 3,000-4,000 people. And already 22,000 people died a miserable death in the United States alone. Forget about the whole world. And we say to Hashem, well, this is not my words. I could never say such a thing. The Navi says, Yamarta Bayoim Hahu Oidcho Hashem. I thank you, Hashem, ki onafta bi. We have to acknowledge that this is the Yad Hashem. And we have to thank Hashem for that acknowledgement. Hard to understand what that means. And then we pray to Hashem, Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam, Yoshoiv Apecha, we beg of you, take back your anger, Usenachameni, and give us comfort. Hamokoim Yinachem Eschem B'soch She'or Aveli Tzion V'Yushalayim. The last day of Pesach, we beg Hashem in the Haftarah, the words of the Navi, Yoshoiv Apecha, take back your anger, Usenachameni, and grant us comfort. And then we wind down, Hine Kel Yeshua Si Eftach, V'lo Yefchod. Not to be afraid, we have faith in Hashem, Ki Ozi V'Zimros Ko Hashem, Vayehi li Lishua. Usha'afte mayim besosoin mimayne ha'yeshua. Vamartem bayoim ahu hoidu la'Hashem kiru v'shmo hodiu va'amim aliloisav haskiru ki niskav shmo. Hashem is exalted. Zamaru Hashem, sing out to Hashem ki geu soso, he has done wondrous things. Muda zois v'chol ha'aretz Tzahali v'royni yoshev esiyoin, ki gadol b'kirbeich kidosh Yisrael. These words are very powerful. The end of Yom Tov, wind down a Pesach like none other. Rabbi Yisai, we wish you zoiche to Yeshuois, Refuois, Nechomois, Simcha v'sasoin, Bracha Hatzlacha, for the Yochid, for the klal, for the community, for everyone's family, and we should only have simcha and bracha and success in everything that we do. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. V'samachta b'chagecha. Enjoy the Yom Tov. Rejoice in the Yom Tov. Be b'simcha. And we should come back together very soon together for good things, only good things. Be well. Good Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisai.
Amen. Man,
Rabbi Levine, you on fire today.
Shkoyach, Rabbi Levine. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Be well, be well, be well, be well.
Have a good Yom Tov.
Good Yamtiv, good Yamtiv.
Chag Sameach, Rabbi.
Good Yamtiv, good Yamtiv.
Yamtiv.
Good Yamtiv, everybody. Good Yamtiv. We had as many people today as we have regularly on a Friday.
Baruch Hashem, Chalamoy.